This is the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, live local talk that matters to you. Now, here are Denise and Hunter, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome, everybody, to this Tuesday edition of Newsmakers at Noon. I am Denise Quinn.
And this is Hunter Newton.
And it is Tuesday, and you know what that means, Hunter.
It means we have a couple of amazing guests in the studio with us.
Two of our favorite women with a W-O-M-A-N, no Y's in there. Amy McLeod from the McLeod Group, Keller Williams, and Elizabeth Smith from the Smith Mortgage Team. Great to see you, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
And you're all looking very, I like, we're all in our little sleeveless tops because it's hot.
Yeah.
It is. We're not used to this. I was, yesterday talked about this a little bit. I just spent a week on the Cape Cod. Uh-oh. So I had to deal with like 85% humidity with 80 to 90 temperatures. It was really nice touching back down in the Pacific Northwest. And it's like, it's a dry heat.
Yeah.
You breathe. I bet your hair was curly.
It actually wasn't. I was surprised. I thought it was going to frizz all out and it didn't. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know, but I was okay. We have so much to talk about, and I'm going to jump off with you, Amy, because last time you were on, we talked about this really exciting new development that's happening out in South Salem. And I have to say, I saw your reel that you did. I guess it was a reel. It was a short where you were looking very, very comfortable in front of the camera. And you did. I actually wanted to make a note to make sure I told you that, because not a lot of people are. And I just finally saw a video of that, because I think when we talked last, it was still this, some of the promo hadn't been done.
Right.
So in between those two times, it was nice to see what this is. And of course, we're talking about South Haven Cottages.
Yeah, everybody's, you know, talking about affordable housing, but very few people have up until now been creating real solutions. And that's what attracted me to the project. So South Haven Cottages aren't just another housing development. It's a development based on a philosophy that asks a simple question. What if we design neighborhoods around people instead of around cars and oversized lots? And this community is located in the highly desirable Candelaria neighborhood at the corner of Gilbert and Sherman. And it consists of just 11 sweet little cottage homes arranged around a beautifully shared green space, accented with the trees that are down there, the oak trees and whatnot. It's just, it really is stunning.
Stunning. It is. Yeah, and it looks like it was very well designed. It was Clutch Industries?
Yeah, Clutch Industries, and their inspiration came from the work of Rosh Chapin, an architect and urbanist, who became known nationally for creating what he calls pocket neighborhoods. And his philosophy is that people thrive when they have their own private home, but also have opportunities for natural connection with the neighbors. And instead of isolating people behind large fences and oversized yards, these communities create welcoming shared space where neighbors can know one another and look out for one another and build some real community. It's really
nice. We always talk about that front porch trend, which is really nice. But remember the trend too, where it was like the whole front was this gigantic garage door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so when looking at those cottages, it's got like a little central area. They look, and they're, we'll get into details about how beautiful they are on the inside. Yeah. But this is a unique concept. I would imagine a lot of people would kind of be clamoring for this.
Well, that's our hope.
Because
we know that like for decades, we've been building larger and larger houses on larger lots. But a lot of people actually don't need 2,500 or 3,000 square feet. What they need is a home that they can afford. A neighborhood where they feel safe and a place where they feel connected. And that's exactly what we're offering at the South Haven Cottages. And these homes are thoughtfully designed with, there's two different floor plans. They're approximately 773 square feet and 815 square feet with two sleeping areas and one bathroom. And they're compact without feeling cramped because every square foot is designed to be functional and beautiful. And so we were fortunate enough to have one of them staged. And when I walked in and saw the stage, I went, oh my gosh, I could move in here. You know,
yeah, I noticed that obviously I've only seen a video, but they have vaulted ceilings. And I think there was like a AI rendition of putting some furniture in there so you can see. And it's amazing how much you can get into 750 to 800 square feet.
Well, it really is. I mean, when you look back, like a lot of the houses we built in Mambrin Gardens in Kaiser, mm-hmm. or frankly over like in Ford and Lee Street, those small cottages, they were all around 700-800 square feet.
Yeah.
So what's really neat about this is, you know, brand new construction with luxury finishes like quartz countertops, stainless steel, mm-hmm. Appliances, mini splits for heat and air conditioning. All of that is unheard of at the price point that they're at. And it's not finalized yet, but our expected price is somewhere between $375 and $385. And in today's market, finding new construction in a desirable established neighborhood at that price is extremely rare.
I noticed that too, because everybody wanted to move Candelaria. It's like Candelaria.
Well, yeah.
We want to get in there. We want to get in there.
Yeah. And I mean, after seeing this project, they'll be saying Candelaria again, you know, so it's long been one of Salem's most sought after neighborhoods because of its location, the mature trees and established yeah. character. And most new construction opportunities simply don't exist in that neighborhood. And what's exciting about South Haven Cottages is it's going to allow buyers to become a homeowner in a neighborhood that might otherwise be out of reach.
So is this more geared towards like first-time home buyers? I know I recently went through that with my son and his wife. It's first-time home buyers have had a challenge. The median age for buying your first house has gone up. Mm-hmm. Is this geared with an eye towards making it easier for those folks to get into homes?
100%. But there's actually several groups that come to mind. First-time home buyers who are tired of renting and want a hedge against inflation. That is mm-hmm. key.
Yeah.
Get that hedge against inflation to build equity and wealth that can be used then to buy your next upsized house.
Mm-hmm.
But also for retirees, like I could be considered in that category. And, you know, I'm looking for things that have low maintenance mm-hmm. and less expense. Those big houses have big roofs to replace and mm-hmm. lots of windows to replace. This would also be ideal for a single parent with a child who needs a safe and manageable living environment. So you have other people there, you know, keeping their eyes on your house when you're that mom worried about your child. And then downsizers who've realized they want freedom rather than square footage, you know, go take that month-long cruise. And what all these buyers have in common is they're looking for a quality of life. And so one of the most beautiful aspects of this project is the central green space. And mm-hmm. instead of every homeowner maintaining a large yard, the community shares an attractive common area surrounded by those trees, yeah. and residents can enjoy the beauty without the burden of constant upkeep. So the houses are, it's a little bit of a misnomer to call them condominium because that brings like an apartment style living to
or
mind.
Or connected.
Yes. So these are individual standalone houses where you own the house, you just don't own the ground under it. The HOA maintains the grounds, which means the homeowners can spend more time enjoying life and less time mowing lawns or maintaining landscaping. And also because they're not attached, you don't have to negotiate with your neighbor when it's time to replace your roof or you want to repaint because your outside of your condominium is yours, but the grounds are taken care of by the association.
Okay, because I was going to ask who does take care of that. So they were relatively close together, mm-hmm. but there is that big green space out there. Now, this is a model they've tried in other areas, correct?
Yeah, this is, I mean, on the Northwest, one of the first places we saw this going on was up in the Washington area.
Okay.
But it's relatively new. It's what mm-hmm. our counselors, our city, you know, the governors wanting to go this direction. And certainly the county and the city. So it all falls in line with that. And it's just what I look at is this is a little bit different definition of luxury. So for a lot of years, we define luxury as bigger homes, bigger
right.
lots, more maintenance.
Yeah.
But today our buyers are redefining luxury as freedom and freedom, you know, from excessive upkeep, from long commutes, freedom from housing costs that consume every dollar. And the South Haven cottages reflect that modern thinking. And so it's not anymore about having the biggest house on the block. It's about having the right sized house in a wonderful neighborhood with thoughtful design and genuine community. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks like it's integrated well, because I had the thought about the Candelaria neighbors, if they were a little resistant to this at first, and have they embraced it? Because it looks like it just fits in quite nicely.
Yeah, it really does. they did the design nicely, and there's off-street parking, so that makes the neighbors happy.
Oh, good.
And yes, we've had it open now for a couple of weeks, and we've had a number of neighbors coming through, and no one has been negative about it. Mm-hmm. So what Clutch Industries has done is created 11 cottages, and in those cottages is an opportunity for 11 families, however you define family, to become part of something special. And that's a neighborhood where people know each other, where homes are attainable, and where thoughtful design creates a better way to live. So
cool.
Yeah,
cool.
It's pretty amazing.
Awesome. Awesome. We're going to take our first break. Again, we're talking real estate insights with Amy McLeod and Elizabeth Smith, who we'll hear from shortly. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit about why these cottages make sense in today's market. So we'll have more great information for you. Again, you're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Salem Clinic Urgent Care and Color Tile of Salem.
All righty. We are continuing our conversation today with Amy McLeod and Elizabeth Smith. So, Amy, before the break, we were talking about the new, really kind of cutting edge, really brand new kind of way of looking at owning a house, South Haven Cottages. So talk to us a little bit about why these cottages, they make sense in today's market.
Well, I think why they make sense is because the cottages address one of the biggest frustrations buyers face today. And many people want to own a home, but they're finding that traditional housing options are becoming increasingly difficult to afford. And at the same time, they're looking at older homes that often need significant repairs and updates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the cottages offer an alternative, brand new construction, luxury finishes, a desirable neighborhood, and pricing expected between $375 and $385. And that's a combination that's becoming very difficult to find. I mean, really, anything under $450 needs updating.
Yeah,
it needs carpet, vinyl, wow, countertops. And, you know, Denise, housing affordability isn't just about having a roof over your head. It's really about creating a sustainable financial future.
Mm-hmm.
So when buyers can purchase a thoughtfully designed home at a more attainable price, they have more flexibility in their lives, and they're not stretching every dollar just to keep up with housing costs, which include improvements. And so let's be honest, there simply aren't many opportunities to purchase new construction in Salem at this price. I don't know mm-hmm. of any. This is, as far as I know, this is the lowest priced option for buyers. So.
Well, and you talk about two, because I remember the days of sort of cookie cutter houses, the McMansions on mm-hmm. postage stamp lots. And this just seems like it's a better way to go. I was kind of surprised. I didn't realize you didn't own the land underneath it, but a lot of people, that's fine. Like you said, there aren't those maintenance headaches or costs with that.
Right. Right. And what makes it attractive? Yeah, you don't own the land, but you have the use of the land.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in a sense, you do own the land because you're the HOA, right? Mm-hmm. You just don't own a specific piece of ground. But, and, you know, really the design and the lifestyle is what makes these houses attractive. And so many buyers are beginning to ask themselves a different question. And instead of asking how much house can I buy, they're asking how much house do I actually need? Mm. And the answer is often less than they think. I mean, I asked my agents on my team, like, if you're having challenges looking at these cottages, just take a walk through IKEA. And because they do the little vignettes of 400 square feet, frankly, 200
yeah.
square feet, 400, 600. And all of these are bigger than that. So the cottages are homes that are efficient and comfortable and beautifully finished. And they provide everything that people need without paying for space that they rarely use. And so... our retirees and downsizers can see themselves there, since most retirees are leaving big houses because they don't want or need multiple guest rooms, large yards, constant
stairs.
They want simplicity, and they want mm-hmm. security, and they want a beautiful home that supports the next chapter of their lives. So the cottages offer that. And the same is true for downsizers who are choosing experiences in life over square footage. I mean, imagine coming out of a 550,000 square foot house. Sorry, $550,000 house, downsizing to $375,000. You got some money to take to your financial planner, And living off the dividends, you know, like I said, go take that cruise, go do that kayak trip, go climb Mount Kilimanjaro, have some experiences.
Okay, you first.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I do think that who will benefit the most are our first-time homebuyers.
Yeah.
So for a lot of people, home ownership feels increasingly out of reach, and yet ownership remains one of the most effective ways to build long-term financial stability and wealth. And so South Haven Cottages create that pathway into ownership through an innovative rent-to-own program, allowing buyers to begin their journey toward owning a home in one of Salem's most desirable areas.
Yeah, well, so, we know Candelaria. I mean, it always has been. It has been for as long as I lived in Salem, which was a really long time.
I know. And, you know, what the developer, in conjunction with Elizabeth at Success Mortgage, have done is almost unheard of. And it's a reflection of their commitment to helping people achieve home ownership. It's one of the things I really like about working with these guys is Clutch Industries looked at today's market and recognized that many qualified buyers simply need a different path. So they're also offering additional incentives while the condominium paperwork moves through the final approval process. So buyers who come out now will receive a $500 monthly credit off of their rent. So you can move in as a renter with $500 of your rent applied towards your closing costs during the time that you're renting, and we're waiting for the paperwork to be finalized. And we expect that to last 5 to 6 months. So that's a potential credit that can add up to about $2,500 to $3,000. And that's a chunk of money.
Yes.
You know, so it's almost like they're helping you save.
Yeah.
And it's, again, it's Clutch Industries being creative and creating opportunities rather than obstacles to homeownership.
I see this catching on.
I hope so.
I mean, my gosh.
Yeah.
As, like you said, as a way to get in without, as much pain potentially as other avenues. And then the rent-to-own model. I mean, a lot of people talk about that. I wish we could rent-to-own. I wish we had that. And here they are doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. With a landlord, I mean, sometimes you do rent to own and a landlord will say, well, I'll give you $100 of your rent. This is $500 off of market rent. So you're getting a discount while you're living there and they're giving it back to you. And I think the other piece of it is like, unlike a typical apartment complex or a typical neighborhood, this community is going to have a sense of community. And that's one of my favorite parts, because, of course, that's what I have in the community that I live in. That was the intent.
Yeah.
And what I learned through this process is that when Ross Chapin talks about pocket neighborhoods, he often discusses the importance of belonging and that people naturally want to live in places where they feel connected and supported. And the shared green space at South Haven Cottages creates opportunities for casual conversations and friendships and neighborly relationships. And that's increasingly valuable in a world where a lot of people feel disconnected. Mm-hmm. So what I see when I go out to South Haven Cottages and in working with the team at Clutch Industries is a vision of what housing can be, that it's attainable without sacrificing quality. It's community oriented without sacrificing privacy. It's smaller without feeling less luxurious. And it's located in one of Salem's best and established and desirable neighborhoods of Candelaria. So,
yeah. And then being thoughtfully designed to fit in there. I think one time we talked about, the Queen Anne neighborhood up in the Seattle area where they're plopping in like container homes with all the Victorians where you're like, it's jarring to the eye.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think the design of these was very a nod to what's there in the neighborhood. And at the same time, this development represents the future of thoughtful housing.
Mm-hmm.
So not everyone wants a big home. Not everyone wants endless maintenance. Not everyone wants to spend a majority of their income on housing. And what a lot of people want is just a beautiful place to live and some financial peace of mind and a sense of community. And South Haven Cottages delivers all that. So we only have 11, which means only 11 households have the opportunity to become part of the unique neighborhood. And for all those categories, first-time homebuyers, retirees, single parents, and downsizers, it might be one of the most compelling homeownership opportunities currently available. So it's like,
I wonder, I think it's going to, I wonder if it's going to be a paradigm shift out there in the market, because it is so new and people do sort of expect they're going to be having to deal with yard maintenance and all of this, and to kind of get people to see the vision. Has that been a challenge, or has that been pretty easy?
Well, I think, you know, there's some people that come out and say, this is just too small for me. And I know when Greg and I, we downsized from, you know, 3,500 square feet down to 1,600 square feet. We really had to think about what were our priorities in life. And so we did not want to keep spending money, time, and effort keeping up a house that we only lived in, frankly, three rooms. I honestly could see myself living in this cottage, my husband and I, because we live in three rooms. And so, but if people are having trouble with vision, we're open Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3. We have open house. Come out and see it and talk through your challenges, because I have a lot of ideas. My agents have a lot of ideas about how you could manage to live in this kind of square footage for a whole lot less money.
Yeah. And that's a good incentive, a whole lot less money, a little more spending money, a little more freedom. And honestly, you just have to get rid of the clutter. And who doesn't want to do that?
It's true. If you haven't touched it in a year, get rid of it.
Get rid of it. And I downsized to small living too. And it's like, I'm okay. It's good.
Yeah.
I got time to do other stuff.
Yeah.
I got time to do other stuff. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we're going to hear from Elizabeth.
All right. The money lady.
Zero closing costs. Yes, we're going to talk a little bit of money. And so that's always good and interesting. She always has great information for us. I'm Amy. And of course, everybody who's listening, we will, everything that Amy and Elizabeth talk about, we will link up in show notes for you, so you do not have to write anything down or pull over the car. So I hear the music is almost here, and we are going to take that break for the bottom of the hour news. Be sure to come back. We have lots more to talk about with Amy McLeod and Elizabeth Smith. Come on back.
The Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, continues. Here are Denise and Hunter on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Green Acres Landscape and GA at Home.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. We are talking all things real estate with Amy McLeod and Elizabeth Smith. Elizabeth.
Hi,
how's it going?
I'm here.
Let's talk about money.
Oh, yes, I talk about money a lot. Well, this has been actually kind of an exciting thing for me to be involved in, trying to figure out how to do this. And I'll tell you a little backstory on this. I actually was on the Kaiser City Council when the laws changed and started promoting this style of living. And I remember the people they hired came in with all of these examples and what they wanted us to do as far as like infill for the city of Kaiser. And this company was showing us what they called cottage clusters and this kind of green space and how they were really pushing to do this. And I remember, you know, when you're on city council and you actually work and live in what the industry you're talking about, I was like, oh, good luck. Who's going to pick this up? So hearing that Clutch picked it up and went with this was really exciting, because it is an opportunity that will work in those established neighborhoods and things. So I definitely wanted to jump in and figure out how I could assist in this. And, you know, we did come up with an opportunity to where Success Mortgage Partners, it's the company that I am partnered up with and work for, they're offering incentive to help cover a portion of the closing costs. So this is going to help, because what we run into for first-time homebuyers, or a lot of people, is that they just, you can come up with some money for something, but not all of it. So it's like, gosh, you got to have your down payment, and then you have to have your closing costs. And it can get real tight real quick. When you're talking, you know, 3%, 3.5% down, and then maybe 3% in closing costs, like, how do you come up with that? And Clutch came up with some good ideas. And then we've got these ideas as well. And the overall goal is that by the time you make your rent payments and that you get that portion, that the rest of it is covered by, between the lender and the builder are covering. So you can get in with a very low down payment, if any down payment, because we have a program we partner this with. Yeah, it's a we have an FHA program that has a 3.5% down payment assistance that goes along with it, or the 5%. Now, these are a couple options. You do have to, you know, have a mortgage payment on that. So it's a first and a second. It's not just free money. Yeah. I don't want to ever mislead anyone. But you know, the clients that I've talked to so far, interestingly enough, and because we thought, man, we're the first time homebuyers are going to jump all over this. But like Amy was saying, I've talked to a couple people looking to downsize, retired, and, you know, the it makes sense for them. Professionals, single people who just, you know, they want to own their own home. They don't want their rent to go up, and they want to be protected by knowing, hey, this is where this is what I've got. And especially as you start to like move into the stage of life where you have more of restricted funds because you're in that retirement stage.
Sure.
So it's been an interesting conversations having with people in the last couple of weeks about what, and you know, some people have a down payment, some people don't. But I think the point is that it works for a lot of people. It works for those first time home buyers. We've got this down payment assistance program. You can get in there. You're not going to have a bunch of out of pocket costs. And honestly, I was doing the math when we started figuring out first and last month's rent. When you have to come up with that and then pay the rent, and like, that's a lot of money. I mean, that's actually first and last month's rent. And a few of these, that's darn near a down payment on a standard one. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things that also caught me so much is, you know, first time home buyers, you kind of feel a little bit bad when you're like, okay, well, for what you want, this is, you're going to get approved for like, you know, 375 or under 400. And they're suddenly like, have you looked at these houses? They're tiny. They're run down. It needs a new roof. It's going to need new piping. There's a tree that grew through the septic system or the sewer system. And
that actually surprised me when you said that, Amy, that they are fixer in that price range. That you're
they're fixers.
Fixer uppers.
Yeah. So to be able to buy brand new and have the, because that's the other thing. It's the maintenance and knowing that somebody else is taking care of mowing your yard. Oh, gosh, now you don't have to buy a lawnmower. And so mathematically speaking, when we're looking at the overall picture, a lot of times this is a much better option for, you know, a family getting started or even, you know, a lot of my first time homebuyers are in their 40s and 50s. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's not just, oh, hey, these kids are in their 20s. That's not necessarily a first time homebuyer. And, you know, so it's a very good option to like get these credits to, you know, from the lender and from the builder and how we figured this out. Mathematically speaking, it's one of those things that makes sense. You're getting brand new for under 400. That's just unheard of.
Well, I know when Greg and I were making our move, one of the things we thought about, which is true for first time homebuyers and retirees, was that if, you know, when you're looking at a fixed income or a limited income, you move into something new, you don't have the hot water heater suddenly going out. You know, you don't have the furnace suddenly going out. You don't have to paint your house for 7 to 10 years. Your roof is good for 20 years, right? So all of those big expenses that are really hard to handle when you're that, you've scraped together every penny you've got as a first-time home buyer, and then you move in, and if you didn't, if your realtor didn't have you buy a home warranty, you know, you've got this big bill and you're not going to have that here because they're brand new. It's amazing.
Well, and the condos too, like if you're financing a condo, what we're generally looking at from the mortgage perspective is like your homeowner's insurance. For example, you get homeowner's insurance from the walls in. I think it's called an HO6, if I remember correctly. That's why I have a processor. I'm not the paperwork pusher, but you only have to insure like the walls in because your HOA fees pay for the exterior. So if a windows or roofs or there's big damage, it's shared among the people that are paying the HOA fee every month. And these HOA fees, I mean, they're going in at, I think they're going to be at like $95.
That's what they're targeting.
They're targeting $95. Now, comparatively, my daughter has a condo in Northeast Salem, and I want to say those are like $240. So, you know, when you have a condo association, there are some of the basic home costs that are basically shared among the people. And that's kind of the whole idea is like walls in is your space and then the exterior and the land is shared among all the owners. And you manage the HOA is usually managed by the owners because you are paying it, you're managing it. And so, you know, even though they have a management company, however they end up setting that all up, but it is actually a lot cheaper, especially for like the people who I've been talking to that are retired. They're like, I don't want to have a big space I have to worry about because my kids live in Tennessee or my kids live in Arizona and I don't want to move there permanently, but I want to be able to go visit them and not be worried about some astronomical mortgage payment and all this other maintenance that goes along with it.
Right. So just talking about the HOA, because, I mean, we've all heard tales and stories and things about HOAs. But in this case, there's 11 residents there. Every one of them is a member of the HOA. So all the decision making happens at that level.
Eventually, yeah. And just to be clear, these houses are, you are responsible for the outside walls.
Okay. So that's the that's different than the condo, the typical condo. They're a little bit of a hybrid.
Yes, they are. They are a condo hybrid. So you're responsible for exterior paint, your roof, your gutters, your windows. Okay. And there's like a 5 foot space out from so that you can access those things to fix them. But everything else belongs to the HOA, which, yes, you are a 1/11th voter.
But actually, that's almost better because then you know, you're getting brand new again.
Yeah.
Brand new. But that also keeps the HOA fee down because you're not having to put as much money into reserves because of that.
Yeah.
It's an interesting way of doing things, but it's been really fun to watch them embrace this and get the ideas going and start to have those conversations with people about there is another option that isn't just the standard, you know, rundown condos. We don't have a lot of really high end condos around here, do we?
We haven't had a lot of condos because of the condo rules in Oregon that held the developers responsible for so long for, and so that got changed in the last legislature. We can do this now better.
Yeah, because I can't remember the last time there was really been anybody building condos just because. Yeah. It was such a challenge.
Yeah, it was such an onerous burden on the developer. Yeah. You know, people would call for what really were, after 10 years, you're calling on maintenance things like my dishwasher went out and you're the developer and you're responsible for this.
That's wild.
Right. So that's why we see that big hole in Oregon for condominiums, which hopefully now that got addressed, we will see more of this.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I know a couple of people that have had condos in the past. This also makes me think this model back in the day, I want to say like the 30s, 20s and 30s, little cottage clusters. I remember I had a family friend who lived in one on U Street.
Yep.
And they were the little small and they were charming and they were just a little bit of space. She was a single lady at the time. It was perfect for her.
Yeah. And what's so great about them is that you're not having shared walls.
Yeah.
So... you know, the challenge with shared walls.
You don't have to hear everything.
You can share the fights and
and
the parties.
If it's garlic night.
Yeah, garlic night. That's cute.
Mind, but...
Yeah, garlic night. Yeah, in Oregon, for sure, Denise.
That's
what, you guys don't have garlic night?
I don't know, but it sounds awesome. I like garlic.
So do I.
Yeah.
So I just think Elizabeth, again, coming in with, I mean, basically with how relatively painless it is. And you don't have to have that big sock away of money to get into this thing. Are you finding that now, are any of these in the process of being sold? Granted, I know they're fresh up there, but I'm imagining because it's innovative, a lot of people are curious.
They are curious. We've had people up there, quite a few people on the weekends. So that open house time from 11 to 3. But, you know, something that just occurred to me is everyone's talking about this transfer of wealth that's happening with baby boomers. Basically, you know, and I'm not a tax person, but I believe that you can gift. I think it's $15,000 or $16,000 a year.
19, I think, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would be perfect if it was 19,000 because you could actually gift your kids the down payment and they could come in and using Elizabeth's down payment assistance could pay for their own closing costs. Mm-hmm. And then your kids are in there for really just a little bit more after tax benefits of home ownership, a little bit more than what they would pay for a luxury apartment. So it's something for baby boomers out there who have kids that, I mean, I hear people my age all the time, our kids are never going to be able to afford a house. Well, yes, they are. But you could assist in that right now by providing them gift funds that would cover the down payment or the closing costs. Because we can use this program. You don't have to do zero down, zero closing costs. You could do here's your down payment or here's your closing costs. And then we use the assistance for whatever is left over. So.
Lots of ways to do it. That's for sure. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, various different types of financing that are available. And so I think the overall idea is it's at a price point where it's not completely out of reach. We're not going up into those numbers where, you know, it just becomes untouchable for so many families. It actually is something that someone could do. And the conversations that I've had with the people that have called, you know, inquiring, have been pretty excited because they're already paying, you know, a chunk of money in rent.
Yes.
And I hear this a lot. My rent's going up. My rent's going up.
Yep.
And or I don't want to be stuck if my rent suddenly goes up.
Yep.
And what was that rule? There for a bit, they said they couldn't increase it. But then did they tie it to the CPI? Am I thinking?
No, you're right. Yeah. If you're in a complex that's over 15 years old, your rent can go up 7% a year plus the CPI. So, you know, typically CPI.
It's way lower than it is
now. Three. Max 10% in Oregon. If you're in a brand new apartment, they are not constrained by that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's where it's like, yeah, and that fear is real, real to the people paying attention because, man, you get settled into an apartment and then, yeah, you are sharing walls, you're sharing noise, you're sharing all that. And your kids and, you know, running and going up and down the stairs. You know, you ever been in an apartment and the kids go up and down the stairs and it sounds like there's a hurricane coming?
Yeah.
You know, and that, you don't run into that here,
right?
You know, because the stairs are in the house, not on the side of the house. So if you got that, that's not too bad. It's not too noisy. And so I think it's just really worth people taking their Saturday and just, you know, or Sunday and just go out, check it out. High quality construction. These guys don't, you know, build junk. Mm-hmm. Very reputable. Everybody involved in this project is very reputable. And it's really cool to see them attempting to tap into what the government literally said, hey, we want you to do this. And for them, I think it's kind of a mission of the heart, not just a mission of the checkbook. I mean, in all honesty, I get that vibe from them very much. It's about trying to do something bigger than just, you know, what we would assume a builder would do.
Yeah.
Right. Nice. Okay. We're going to take our last break. We're talking Real Estate Insights with Amy McLeod and Elizabeth Smith. Come on back.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Cozy's New York Deli.
All right, everybody, we are wrapping up our conversation today, all things real estate with Amy McLeod and Elizabeth Smith. So we spent the show talking about this really cool, unique concept of South Haven Cottages and talked about the money and the ways to get into it. And somebody is like, man, I am sold, but I think I want to think about it a little bit more. So, Elizabeth, is that a good idea if you're like, I love this, but?
It always cracks me up. I'm like, I think I should wait. And I'm like, well, for what? Like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
When I talk to clients and they're like, well, maybe I should wait. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I literally ask them for what? And you've got your job is in place. Like, are you getting ready to quit your job? We don't know about that. Is your credit looks good? You've got your down payment, whatever. You got like the three legs of the stool. Even if you have two legs of the stool, I can usually still get you seated at the table. And when people say, I'm just going to wait or I want the rates to go down, let me be really honest.
Ugh.
First of all, I've been waiting for the rates to go down for 3 years.
Yeah.
And you know what the funny thing is? There's a bunch of your neighbors that aren't.
Right.
And those neighbors are buying and they're gaining. And if the rates go down, I get to refinance them at the lower rate when it makes mathematical sense. But here's the kicker. When you enter the market, and maybe we get in the fives and it's like, oh gosh, we're in the fives now. This is fantastic, which we did. We got there for a minute till the whole Iran thing happened, but now that's settling.
Yep.
And so now we could be, you know, once the inflation things, they're pulling all their levers, doing all their things.
It's coming down.
So it starts trending down. There's like 50 million home buyers on the sidelines that have been for three years that they say would come back in the into the market that could then afford it again. So it's an enormous number. Last time I heard it was like 50 some million people, but it's
a lot.
It's a lot of people.
Holy
cow. And so if you start to think about those astronomical million people or just the people in your neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
That person is just like, look, I can't quite have that payment, but man, I could get that payment. All right, cool. So you're going to go ahead and you're going to go find this cottage. And now the problem is it's gone up because what's the average amount? It goes up every year. It's like on average.
Two-ish, three-ish.
2-3%. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're waiting and every year it's going up 2-3%. Now we just said 3% down, right? And oh gosh, that's so much. But you think it goes up in that amount. So if you could save 3% and it goes up 3%, see where you're at?
Yep.
Ta-da.
Yep.
And so if you wait and it keeps going up, now it's 2 years and it's 6% up from what it was. And now you are in a completely different thing. So mathematically, if you wait for it to go, like the rates to come down, the price goes up and you're actually could be backwards from what you think you're going to get mathematically. Yeah. And I have a cute little example. I show clients that how that works. And honestly, you know, waiting, if you are ready to buy, let's also consider this. A portion of your mortgage payment goes to principal. Mm-hmm. It's like a beautifully locked up savings account that you can't just accidentally access to order DoorDash. Like it's not accessible to you until later. That is like a retirement account. The bulk of my wealth is because I bought it 21 years old and I've had multiple houses since then. I've rolled money, I've moved money, I've got additional properties. But if you don't get started early, just like a 401k or anything else, you're missing that upward swing. And so a lot of people think cost of waiting, and I'm like, it can get very expensive. If you can do it, and I know I'm in real estate, but I've told people flat out, not a good idea in certain circumstances. Yeah. But generally, you'd be amazed. The number of first-time home buyers this year that I've sat down with that did not think they could buy, and I said, well, you know what? You got to start with a plan, right? So let's sit down and let's go through where you're at right now. And I just had this conversation last night. I told this lady, I was like, actually, you can buy now. And she was so excited. You know, it took her weeks to pick up the phone and call me. And then after we talked and I got all of her stuff and I was like, oh, yeah, you're good to go. She was stunned. But she told me, she goes, you have just taken so much stress off my back because I thought there's no chance that I'd be able to actually buy a home. It is. Trust me. We work really hard to make sure you get into the home. If you've got a good portion of the ability to do it, we're going to help you get there.
I love that. And I love that you made her feel better, too. And so, she waited and then she must have been like, what did I waste all that time for?
She was. She literally was. Because she was like, you know, and it was something where she'd run into some, you know, health issues. And so she had some financial stuff. And I'm like, and she's like, well, I got to pay this and pay that. I'm like, actually, you don't. So, you know, please don't assume or use AI or Google to figure out what your scenario is. Because, you know, AI does okay. But they're still not us. And so they don't know all the little, tricks of the trade. But realistically speaking, don't trick yourself into thinking I should wait. Because like I said, what are you waiting for? What specifically are you waiting for? Talk to me about that first.
And the real question is, while people are waiting for that interest rate, the real question they should be thinking about is where will you be financially 5 years from now if you buy versus renting? Because homeownership isn't just about having a place to live. It's about building wealth. According to data from the Federal Reserve Survey of Consumer Finances, the typical homeowner today has a net worth of approximately $430,000, while the typical renter has a net worth of only about $10,000. So that means, obviously, homeowners are roughly 43 more times more wealthy than renters. Mm-hmm. And that's not because they're smarter. And it's not because they all have higher incomes. It's because they own an appreciating asset and they allow time to work for them. So while you're busy trying to be the smartest guy on the block, timing the market for interest or pricing, you're losing ground every single day. So we encourage people to get out there and get in the market now and start, especially those first-time home buyers. Yeah, I think we've talked about the difference between people who are first-time home buyers in their 20s and first-time home buyers now in their 40s. Mm-hmm. You've missed 20 years of appreciation.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And then with what we talked about with the South Haven cottages and all the different alternatives and really innovative ideas coming up out there. Yeah, if you see it, you like it, you want it, you can work with both of you and your teams. It can happen. It can be you can make it a reality. We're out of time. It always goes by way too fast with you. Again, Elizabeth Smith from the Smith Mortgage Team, Amy McLeod, the McLeod Group, Keller Williams Real Estate Insights. Everybody, that's it for us today. We have a great show planned for you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
This has been the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Exclusively on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.